Hello there. Thanks again for listening to Seek the Truth. Really appreciate you doing that. Here we are, 27th of July. It's the Olympics opening ceremony in London, and what an exciting prospect that is. I hope the weather's good. I hope that everything goes well. I hope the excitement of the people that has been so anticipated will really be brought to fulfilment, that people will really enjoy it as they anticipate the whole thing to be so fantastic. There is something amazing about spectacular events. There's something amazing about events of great standing and of great importance in our community. Do you know it was like that when Jesus was on earth? There was a day when he came into Jerusalem and they cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord." And I'll tell you this, it wasn't as spectacular as the Olympic opening ceremony with fireworks and displays and spectacular, but I'll tell you, he did things that no one in the Olympic stadium will ever be able to do. And I admire these people with their discipline and their training and their stamina and their passion as they break world records, as they display their expertise. But there's not one of them can raise the dead back to life. Not one of them can make the blind to see. Not one of them can walk on water. Not one of them could die for your sins and give you eternal life and give you eternal hope. But that's what Jesus did. And as he came into Jerusalem on what we call Palm Sunday, it was an Olympic-style celebration. They threw down their coats and their palm tree branches on the way. They shouted Hosanna. They applauded his coming. Why? Because he was the one that was the blessed one who was coming in the name of the Lord. And the Bible tells us he was a man approved of God by signs and wonders and miracles. Not only did the people approve of him, though they were fickle, for very quickly they would reject him and nail him to a cross, but God marked him out as approved. I wonder today, do you love Jesus? Do you know your sins forgiven? Have you got peace with God? I trust that you do, and pray that God would richly bless you today. Thanks again for listening.